Thank you for calling Effingham Bank. This is Rachel.
Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. How may I help you today?
Hi, I called earlier in regards to, we had a customer report an unauthorized charge, so it could be possible fraud, and I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Okay, may I have the customer's first and last name, please?
Absolutely, Patricia Johnson.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Jody.
Jody, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so I'm not locating an account so far. Patricia, last name Johnson.
Yep, that's what I have. Patricia okay. R. Johnson.
All right, the system's searching. 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have several, it looks like. What's the date of the charge?
It looks like the 7th of January.
Okay, and what is the amount of that charge?
$49.97.
Okay, I think I've located an account. Will you verify the shipping address?
1425 Dotsonville Road, Clarksville, Tennessee, 37042.
Yes, thank you. All right, I've located this account for a neck massager. It was a free welcoming gift. She paid $7.45 for the shipping and handling. And that membership is for the Consumer Gadget Club, which is $49.97. Would you like me to have this canceled?
Yes.
Okay, this cancellation is effective immediately. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Mm-hmm.
It is C258-718-681.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have everything canceled from any future charges. And it looks like it was in participation with maybe a survey. But is there anything else I can help you with?
Jody, so it was a neck massager that she had signed up for a welcome gift.
Mm-hmm.
$45 for shipping it, and she paid for shipping and handling. The membership is what I'm seeing, the $49.97,
mm-hmm.
because it was not canceled in time. And I do have the cancellation affected immediately. I think that's it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.